Welcome to Wacky Geeks. This week on the show, EPC, Disk Defragment, and Windclone, and R4DS. Right here on Wacky Geeks, episode number 45. And let's go ahead and get started here. I'm Mike Wilhelm, and our co-host,
Mike Dunlap.
In a time,
in a world where wacky geeks rule the internet.
You just couldn't let it go, could you? You just couldn't let it go.
Couldn't do it.
Steve Douglas.
I'm not even going to attempt this. This is Randall.
They lured me here with the promise of food. I'm Ken Hansen.
You know what, Mike? That was worse than my Sean Connery imitation a few months ago, okay? That's how bad that was. I just want to say that. I'm on record now as saying that is officially worse than my Sean Connery imitation.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, let's get this show on the road.
That's what she said.
Proceed.
Asus EEEPC 900.
Did you pronounce that right?
EEEE triple EPC.
That's cool, guys. Called the Trippy.
Trippy PC.
Yes, I bought me one here a couple of months ago. It was great until I overclocked it. And
so you were monkeying around with it and broke it. That's what it was saying.
I hate when that happens.
He tried to give it a more technical sounding term.
Okay.
It went poof.
Well, I've heard a lot of good things about him. I mean, I don't know. Personally speaking, I'd love to have something like that. Just simply because, I mean, it's super handy.
It's cool.
Yeah. Now, one thing I did.
Well, before we get into what you did, let's talk about what it is exactly, because a lot of people probably don't.
Oh, okay.
Aren't familiar with it.
This is a 8.9-inch laptop.
It's the smallest one out there.
Yeah.
I'm holding it.
It weighs 2 pounds.
2.3 ounces, actually, I can tell.
Yeah. Something like that.
Skills he's developed from years in carnival life.
And it has a really small keyboard. This is really kind of the downside, is the size of the keyboard. It's a little bit small. But
usable. It's not like, you know, like a BlackBerry.
Yeah. The mouse pad is incredibly awesome.
Yeah, it works great.
You know, it resembles the Apple mouse pad.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Because you can use two fingers and scroll.
Oh, right.
So that's really nice. And if you really consider it, Apple always has great mouse pads because they're always huge.
Right.
And if you look at the size of this laptop and the size of the mouse pad, it's huge for the laptop.
Yeah.
It's larger than a lot of other laptops' mouse pads, for that matter. For such a little bitty laptop.
Well, they seem to do a pretty good job of, I mean, design-wise. Yeah,
the trackpad is just absolutely excellent on it.
And it comes with a gig of RAM.
Right.
And a 16-gig SSD, which is solid-state drive.
Okay. No moving parts.
No moving parts other than there is a fan in it.
Well, okay.
But other than that, it's really great. And it's got a little SD high capacity slot in it, so you could put in some SD cards in it.
Sharp, nice little screen.
It's got three USB ports on it. The screen's really great. You could see it in bright sunlight.
Can you really?
Awesome as far as that is.
What's battery life like on this?
About 2.5 to 3 hours.
That's not bad considering the size. I mean,
I'm going to say 2.5 to 3.5 hours somewhere around there.
It has built-in wireless too.
Yeah, built-in Wi-Fi. It's got a VGA port on it and a Ethernet port on it. Nice.
We were talking actually before the show about how this would probably appeal to a lot of people that travel. I don't travel a lot, but when I do, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, it seems like it'd be a great tool. I mean, instead of lugging your laptop around all 7 or 8, 10 pounds, whatever it is, with the battery and the power supply and everything, this would be a great alternative.
Yeah, it's not as tiny and mini as an iPhone, but then again, it's
You could check your email. You could surf. You could obviously send email, receive.
Wacky Geeks. You can go to Wacky Geeks.
Highly recommended.
Yeah. Well, I've done... I use it for taking notes, and I use it for, of course, surfing the internet and keeping track of my schedule. I leave it on all the time, and I just let it sleep. And then when people call me, I flip it up. I use it as my as a replacement to my Palm Pilot.
Right. So it's not much bigger. I mean, considering the extra functionality that you get.
Now, I put out a couple of links on the website. One is to Amazon, where you can purchase this at the lowest price I could find on the internet. And it's now,
it did come with Linux, right?
It came with Linux on it. I did an evil thing. I installed Windows on it. Simply because...
Why are you broke it?
There's a problem right there.
I remember a similar comment.
Windows let the smoke out.
That's right.
Well, I installed Windows simply because... I just don't think Linux is ready for the desktop and did not have all the applications I needed.
Right.
For some people, yeah, that's probably perfect for them, but for me, it was just not enough. However, I do have an SD card with Linux on it, so I can boot up onto it.
Well, that's not bad, then.
Boot on it.
So it's still pretty versatile, then.
Oh, yeah, you can boot up on... I got a couple of SD cards with different OSs on them.
Slices, dices, chops, marinades.
Awesome.
So I'm really impressed. The links are stuck on the website. If you go to our website, wackygeeks.com, and episode 45, you'll see I put some links to some SD cards. 16 gig for, I think, $28.
Wow. 16 gig for $28, you say?
Yes.
That is amazing.
And that's high capacity, high speed, plus 6, 150X.
So on your typical point-and-shoot camera that, I mean, how many images are you talking? 9,000, 10,000 on a card, something like that?
I think even on my 10 megapixel in RAW that we're talking close to 900 photos.
16 gigs, $37.
Well, still, that's...
Oh, $37?
Yeah, and then the 8 gig is $21.
You were wrong.
Well, $21 for 8 gigs, that's still pretty impressive.
Yeah, you're right. $37, yeah.
And then 4 gigs for a measly $5.
I told you you were wrong.
That just totally amazes me.
Yeah, 4 gigs, $5. I paid $50 here just a couple of years ago for it. Heck, I paid $100 for the SD card.
I spent $50 for 1 gig of RAM.
And had to walk through the snow.
That was back in 2006.
Okay.
But anyways, I put a link there for a PhotoLogic case to hold your SD cards in for like $4.
So the case costs more than a memory card. or just as much, it seems like.
And for those you can't see, that he's holding the case up.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Hold it up again.
And a SD USB card reader, which is nice. Almost a must-have with this. If you're going to be, it's a great way to transport files back and forth is on an SD card with this.
The old sneaker net.
Yeah. And it's an also nice thing to have if you got multiple SD cards and you're trying to transfer files from one to another.
Yeah.
And you just plug that into a laptop. Now you got two SD slots.
Now the one really fascinating thing to me was when you got this, when you went looking for a case, and you went to go find a case for this thing.
Yeah, cases are hard to find. I ended up buying a. Where is it?
Move it. There, right next. Yeah, no, a little bit back. Okay. Right. Okay, now I'm going to move that. And then once you move that and unplug this. Okay, yeah, see that next to the... Yeah, okay. Closer. You're getting there. You're warm.
Over there. Colder.
See there behind the refrigerator?
Okay, oh, don't unplug that.
Okay, for the mystery of everybody, Michael is now holding up, believe it or not, an external hard drive case. Like to port around a external hard drive.
It looks like a purse.
Yeah, it looks like a man purse. But that's cool.
It's your PS. It's not exactly what I particularly care for.
It's manly black.
That's right.
It's at least black.
Go racing stripes. That's right. That's for a man.
Yeah, and they carry a couple of beers in there, too.
Well, it is insulated.
Does Dooney bark on the side of it? Oh, that's interesting.
And there's a couple other people who talk about cases. Another choice for cases is using a
portable DVD player.
Portable DVD player right. case.
Well, you know, this would. I mean, they obviously need to come up with this specific case for this. You know, made out of neoprene or something like that. But I mean, this could fit in. This could fit into most purses. You know, or if a backpack, if you're a student, the front pocket of a backpack, it seems like. I mean, there's not.
Yeah, and there's no hard drive to worry about.
Right.
What I'm hearing is this laptop, they claim, is the most rugged laptop on the market.
You got the hammer? Let's pick it up. Let's see if it'll work.
So I put some links there. You can put a link to if you need to buy a replacement SSD or a larger SSD. Put a link to that because I ended up overclocking my laptop, frying my SSD card.
Yeah.
That's not recommended. We do not recommend doing that.
I found other ways of optimizing the system. Now it runs fast. Of course, I bought a faster SSD card for it, too.
So. By the way, you did have to go through a little bit of rigmarole in order to get Windows installed on it, correct?
The one thing, if you're going to install Windows, buy you an external CD-ROM drive. It'll save you a lot of trouble.
Right.
So that's one thing you might want to consider buying. But really, it's not that hard to install. You install it. It comes with a CD with all the drivers for Windows. So you install Windows on it. You can install it just right off the disk, but I went in there and I made it a smaller installation.
You found a web page that gave you kind of those instructions on how to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have to go dig that up.
We can see if we can add it into the show notes by the time this one publishes.
I just got out of school not too long ago, and I'm convinced that this would be a great tool for students, especially the price of being, what, $300 to $400?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really beat that for just functionality. You know, taking notes in class.
They also, for $100, they sell a extended battery that gives you a 8 hours.
8 hour life?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be all over that for $100.
Yeah.
This would actually fit in a smaller envelope than the Mac.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That is an excellent point.
It is thicker than a Mac, but...
And has a USB port or multiple USB ports.
Yeah. Multiple USB ports and an Ethernet port and an SD port, which is awesome.
And it's one-third or one-fourth the price?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was the biggest thing.
Like one-fifth the price.
Or one-fifth the price. Yeah, obviously. I mean, but... Yeah, I would...
It's also probably one-fifth the performance.
Okay, that might be the case, but I mean, what are you going to use it for? I mean,
yeah.
Taking notes, you know, printing papers, stuff like that.
Well, you can buy, like... They sell ones that are, like, have a different processor in it, which is an Arial Atom processor.
The 901 is the faster one. You're going to pay about $500, $550 somewhere for that.
Now you're talking standard desktop price. Okay. But still, you got the portability. But I still think that's a good deal.
Well, still finding a laptop like that for $550 bucks is kind of hard.
One that fits in Mike's purse, yeah.
Right. Man purse. That was a man purse.
It's the only thing I don't like about the case. But it does haul all the crap that you want to haul with it.
The Hello Kitty on the side of it. You might want to take that off the side of it.
That's what makes it, man. Come on. That's absolutely what makes it.
And for you NASCAR types, you can ice down a couple of cold beers in there.
There you go. Keep your laptop cold.
That's right.
The next item I found here recently is called JK Defrag, and it's a Windows application. And it allows you, it's a great freeware defragmenter for Windows. And I used it on my SSD. Yes, you can defrag it, and it will make the system run faster. And let me tell you something. On SSD, it makes it run a whole lot faster. So, defrag. So, anyways... The claim about SSDs not lasting very long. They say that SSD will what the studies about it is they'll probably outlast the operating system.
I have nothing funny to say.
Well, you can't argue with that price either.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, anyways, Wind Clone, Mike.
Oh, I found this app online, just kind of was digging around and looking at different software and stuff. This is a tool to be used on a Mac that's going to have that has a boot camp image on it. And what it allows you to do is you can back up your boot camp to a disk image. And you can either write it to a very small, faster image that is you can't open up, or you can write it to a standard DMG where you can actually open it up and get to the files on it and stuff. But what makes it really cool is the fact it has a restore function for it. And you can restore it. And they say if you use that smaller file size, you can restore 10 gigs in about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And it is really cool, and it'll handle FAT32 and NTFS. If it's NTFS, it'll automatically grow the drive. If it's FAT32, it'll stay the same size that the drive was before. But, you know, most people want to use NTFS anyways. But they said that this works really well, and I can totally see it as far as, like, you could do, if you're at a company or something and you have, like, 3 or 4 Macs, they're all iMacs, and you want to sit there and put boot camp on all of them. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and install it on one, and if you have a volume license here, you can just go in and change the key. You could restore the image back to the other three. All you got to do is put that initial boot camp partition in there and have the drivers and everything already set up, and then you'd just be able to re-image it back to all the machines.
And you could do
it's basically from... it's basically like Ghost for a Windows partition for a Mac.
And you could actually, on a network, you'd run that off one machine, right?
Yep.
And on off to the others. Okay.
Yeah, and the cost, free. So
yeah, once again, cannot beat price. That's very cool.
But, yeah, absolutely fantastic program. I used it because I had a old boot camp partition on my old Mac. I mean, on my old hard drive, and I wanted to move it to my new hard drive, and I found this program, and it worked fantastically.
Have you heard anything about bugs or potential problems with it?
Not that much. I mean, they've got a little FAQ up there that tells you a little bit of what to expect. But
right.
The main thing is restore to the same size drive or bigger. If it's FAT32, it'll automatically grow. I mean, if it's NTFS, it'll automatically grow.
Blah, 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 blah. Good thing we don't have a camera here. Because
that really is a good thing.
The one finger is salute.
Double one finger.
You're number one too, Mike.
So, last thing on our list is a little toy I picked up called the R4DS. This is.
He was in Star Wars. I loved R4DS.
He ruled.
Yeah,
he should have. He should
letter R that, number letter. 4 DS. All one word. This is a really, really cool little toy you can get. It's basically a Nintendo DS cartridge with a SD with a micro SD slot in it, and it allows you to run homebrew stuff. Like I'm running ScumVM on mine, which allows me to run old LucasArts games on my Nintendo DS.
Return to Monkey Island?
Return to Monkey Island, Escape from Monkey Island, Full Throttle, Sam and Max.
Wow.
Yeah. All the greats.
I'm telling George.
It'll sit there and run homebrew stuff. And according to what I've read online, you can sit there and download like Nintendo DS ROMs from some of those bad sites out there put those on there, and they work just fine, and it works like a champ.
Wowzers.
Ah, I see you have a machine that goes bing!
We have two of them. Actually. We got the newest machine.
If you were interested in buying this, you might want to buy it from a place, from a website called r4dsusa.com. And
don't buy.
Whatever you do, don't buy an R4 card that says like it's an R4S or R4DS. 3 or an R4 card that supposedly has SD high capacity support. They're not the real original cards. They might not work in the future. They're not made by the same company. They're made by clone companies over in like Taiwan and stuff. So
be careful what you buy.
You can buy it up on that website that I was talking about again, r4dsusa.com. For like $30 for the little thing, and it comes with a micro SD adapter too to plug in. It's USB. It'll plug into your computer, and you can just copy the stuff over to it. If you want to get memory up there, you can. But I also put in the show notes a link to a 2 gigabyte micro SD card from Amazon. That's a Transcend card for like $8.53.
Yeah, that's all good.
And it comes with a standard SD card to put it into. So if you've already got an SD card reader, you can just put it in that and then plug it in. So
very cool.
It's a very, very cool thing. And if you got a lot of DS game, if you want to put a lot of DS games or some homebrew on a DS, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Well, I think that once again wraps it up. And for this episode, Jonathan Colton in Shop Vac. Found a place to settle down. We bought a driveway and a swing set and a dog. You got your very own bathroom. I got my very own workshop in the basement. We sit around staring at the wall to wall. Take field trips to our favorite mall. Waiting for the day when all the kids grow up and leave us here. If you need me, I'll be downstairs with the shop vac. You can call, but I probably won't hear you because it's loud with the shop vac on. You'll be okay, cause you'll be upstairs with the TV. You can cry, and I probably won't hear you because it's loud with the shop vac on. We hung a flag above the door, checked out the gourmet grocery store. I bought a mower I can ride around the yard. But we haven't got real friends, and now even fake ones have stopped calling. Maybe if you forget to hide the keys, I'll take a ride to Applebee's. I'll come home drunk on daiquiris and throw up on the neighbor's lawn. If you need me, I'll be downstairs with the shop vac. You can call, but I probably won't hear you because it's loud with the shop vac on. You'll be okay, you'll be upstairs with the TV. You can cry, and I probably won't hear you because it's loud with the shop vac on. I like the Starbucks here, that's better than the other one, because the other one's not as good. It's hard to make a left.